This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time, Oklahoma Republican Senator James Inhofe, who is also a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Wednesday night, the House of Representatives approved a standalone version of a repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says that vote will take place in the Senate possibly as soon as today. And Senator Inhofe, thanks so much for being with us.
Always good to be with you, Greg. Yeah, and you're right. This is what is happening right now during this lame duck. Is every kind of liberal agenda that they know they can't get passed in January. They're trying to rush through. They're holding us hostage on Christmas and all of this, same as they did last year. So, they may have the votes. Let me just suggest something to you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Obviously, they had the votes to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And to make sure our listeners know what we're talking about, that's a system that has worked now for 16 or 17 years, so that if a gay is serving in the military but not coming out formally I refer to it normally as using the military as a forum for their far-left issues. And it's worked very well. However, if this happens, two really bad things would come from it. Those of us, like myself, who have been veterans, understand why this would be a difficult thing. But I think when we had said to our troops in the field and throughout the world last January that we were going to get their input before we made a decision on what to do with this, and then turn around and on the 27th of May, at the same time in the House Armed Services Committee and the Senate Armed Services Committee, repeal this without their input, it's going to have a very negative effect on our recruitment and our retention.
We're talking with Senator Inhofe. And Senator, you mentioned before veterans know why this is a bad idea. Explain in a little more detail for those who haven't served or who just haven't followed this issue very closely, why would this be so bad?
Well, those of us who have been through things, just like basic training, there's a lot of very close types of combat and training. And then I go quite often as the second ranking member of the Armed Services Committee to Afghanistan and different places like that. In fact, I'll be spending New Year's Eve with the troops in Afghanistan. They will tell me, without exception, that when they're in close combat and they're actually on the front lines, that they have to live together as one person. And it would be very, very difficult to do in that situation. I don't think I need to elaborate more on that. It would be something that would not be workable. But I think the main thing is they rush into this thing, and this is I don't blame Harry Reid. I think that the pressure's on him from his members to cater to the far left and to try to get something done, the same as they're trying to do right now with both the START treaty and the omnibus bill. And so I just think that there's an effort for them to use this opportunity to hold us hostage before Christmas, and this is a very bad idea. Now, what can be done between now and the time the vote takes place, which could happen as early as today, but it could be tomorrow? It's going to be pretty much down party lines. The vote in the House and in the Senate, with one exception, were right down party lines to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So the ones to work on are the Democrats, if you agree with me that this is not good policy, and to call particularly those individuals who will be coming up for reelection in 2012. They're the ones who are very skittish about supporting the far-left agenda because they saw what happened to some of their brothers in 2010.
You mentioned, sir, that this would also impact recruiting and retention. Any sort of estimates on what it would do to the number of troops staying or coming into the armed forces?
Yes, we have some figures. We actually, I had those in the hearing that we had, and we're talking about some 20-some percent, roughly 25% of those who are serving now would seriously consider not serving if this is repealed. Then on retention, 50%, roughly 50% of the people who are, on recruitment, people who are recruited to come in, they do so on the recommendation of a friend who's already in the services. So if you have that kind of deterioration in terms of retention, you'd have the same thing on recruitment. So you could be talking about, 25%.
There's still this report that came from the Pentagon a number of weeks ago, and the way it was pitched by the Defense Secretary and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs is that the troops would be okay with this. But a deeper look into the numbers shows many in the Marine Corps, an overwhelming majority of the Marine Corps, not okay with this, and a large minority within the Army also having trouble with this. Why did that not gain more traction among some of these senators?
Well, it should have, and the service chiefs are the ones who they came out. You know, they've been in their position has been known for a long period of time, and when they came out with this idea to do it, they kept saying, "Well, no, this won't become a reality until this is signed off by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Secretary of Defense, and the President." Well, they've already made up their minds publicly. But if you talk to the five service chiefs, all say that this is not something that should be done, even though it may be advisable to do it someday in the future, certainly not when we're in combat and not without the input from the troops in the field.
If, in fact, the votes are there, as you suggest they might be, how soon could we see the impact of this?
Well, I don't know how the new bill is structured. I know how the amendment worked in the House and the Senate Armed Services Committee, so I have to assume it would be the same. This would be something that would become a reality sometime around February or March, if they're able to do it. Now, the House has always had the votes. The Senate is bragging that they have the votes, the liberals in the Senate. But I'm not sure they do, because I think they're misreading those senators who come up, the Democrat senators who come up for reelection in 2012. Because I really believe they're going to be looking real careful before they follow Obama off the plank. There's an old saying in politics, Greg, that when the ship sinks, the rats jump off. And I think we're seeing a lot of people jumping off right now.
We'll certainly be following it very closely. Senator, we always appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Greg.
Oklahoma Republican Senator James Inhofe, member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.